Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. Today we're diving into the world of JSON in Python. Buckle up.
JSON, huh? Sounds like a delicious dessert, but I suspect it's something a bit different. What is it exactly?
It's JavaScript object notation. Think of it as a universal language for data, like a recipe, but for computers. You'll see it everywhere, from APIs to configuration files.
So how do we whip up some JSON in Python?
First, import the JSON library. It's built in, so no extra ingredients needed. Let's say you have a JSON string, like this, people. To make it digestible for Python, use json.loads.
Like turning a recipe into a cake.
Exactly. Data equals JSON loads your JSON string. Now, data is a Python dictionary. JSON objects become dictionaries, arrays become lists, and so on.
Got it. So if I want to access Alice's phone number, I do data?
Precisely. And you can loop through the people list to access each person's details. Now, let's say you want to send some Python data back into the JSON world. Use json.dumps, JSON string dumps data.
Like turning our cake back into a recipe.
You know, that's a great analogy, and you can pretty it up with indents. json.dumps data into makes it much more readable.
What if I have a JSON file instead of a string?
Similar process, but use json.lump. Open the file with open your file R as F for reading and W for writing. Then use data equals json.load data F indent don't to respectively.
I see. Interesting. So how about a real world example?
Let's say you're pulling data from a currency exchange API. You get a JSON response. Use json.loads to parse it. Then you can access exchange rates, do calculations, and even store the data locally in a JSON file.
But wouldn't repeatedly hitting the API be slow?
Good point. That's why storing it locally is a good idea. Update it periodically, and you have quick access to the data.
This is incredibly useful. Thanks for breaking it down.
Absolutely. JSON is a powerful tool. Experiment with it, and you'll find countless applications. And that's it for today's show. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. Until next time, happy coding and cooking.
Bye-bye.